horse's breath hangs and rolls in the night air. A coal-black mare champs and scuffs at the ground, eager to bear its carriage onward through the phosphorescent darkness. The sound of a radio dial snatches fragments of disparate musics. The remorseless warrior charge of doom, abstract gases that hiss and mingle. A distant piano ripples a melancholy refrain. Wind instruments hail, a clarion call to arms. Motoric bass and wild drums rear up to create a vortex of dust and fire. And lo, the hoof is on the rise. A winsome, mooncast apparition reaches out from within a cloak of demonic dimensions to crack at the reins and drive a waiting carriage into the woods and around the crooked, crag-strewn path that clings to the edge of the mountain. Somewhere on that blasted hillside, a group of possessed and corrupted monks cavort to the sound of Nordic curse, their unholy limbs writhing in formation to the unrelenting krautfunk that has set their mead-addle brains afire. Their cowls cast shadows of sepulchral decadence across the centuries-old monastery walls. Ne'er before has this place seen such a sight. Will-o'-the-wisps glimmer phosphorescent in the trees. Peasants light the forest with flaming torches, and women usher their little ones inside as the driver races his charge through what little habitation dwells on this accursed plateau. At the local hostelry, the Broken Claw, talk turns in hushed tones to the sighting of the Ginger Magician, a mythic character whose legacy to the sport of snooker and dedication to progressive rock have immortalized him in the hoof song of the same name, a crazy electro-folk disco scat that does its best to emulate the steely poise and cultured grace of the magician. In the corner, a wandering gypsy, his brain blasted on mushroom wine, bellows for music in a guttural half-belched tongue. In the corner, minstrels strike up a rousing version of hoof classic Got a Pound. Drinkers lock arms and spin to the intoxicating free-funk whirls and horn blasts that fill the room. The oboe signature, an invocation to the spirits of the wood to emerge from their spectral underworld and embrace the night in a carnival of drunken abandon. Night turns into day. No one knows where the black-coated horseman went, or where he came from. He probably still rides on in some onyx desert of eternal night, destined to chase invisible wraiths for eternity. Torches smoulder in the forest. The denizens of the dark long since departed. Revelers slump over half-drained flagons and snort in the blissful reverie.
"They say the hoof passed through here last night," says one canny peasant with a knowing glint in his eye.
"Rubbish," burps another. "They were playing down on the rocks in Shoreditch."
"Then where is my Fanny gone? She said she was popping out for some ale."